Imagine if the training said be less black.
Or less Asian. Or less whatever.
Right. Hey, Mock, be less Polish. Racism exists. Racism will always exist. It's just going to. You know why? Because there are assholes that live amongst us.
The Mock and Daisy Common Sense Cast.
Can we get some common sense all up in here? So it is time for another episode, another weekly deep dive
into a
topic. And
it's going to be lit.
Be prepared, because Daisy is punchy today.
I'm punchy. It's going to be lit. I'm pissed off. I'm punchy and I'm pissed off. Woo!
Woo is right.
Woo!
That is how I feel about pillows from my pillow.
You're pissed off about pillows?
No, I feel woo about my pillows.
Oh, I was going to say, because I'm delighted. That's like the one thing that gives me joy these days.
Right?
Is my pillow. I see my pillow and I'm like, oh.
I know,
I'm
right?
So happy.
And it is the best time ever to support Mike Lindell and the good folks at MyPillow and MyPillow.com, because they have now lost 20, count them, 20 retailers who have stopped carrying all of his products because they're like, oh, no, he's too Trumpy or something.
Yeah, well, those people are losers.
They are losers.
They're giant
That's why you
losers.
Don't need those people. They don't need your mm-hmm. money. We need it.
Right.
And so does MyPillow.
Right. You go straight to the source, y'all.
Straight to the
source. To it.
That's why you go to MyPillow.com, or you can call their phone number, too. I know you're going to give the phone number in a minute.
I'm
the reason
it.
You want to do that right now is because of the special Just for Chicks on the Right listeners, their buy one, get one free offer.
Right,
am I right?
Right. I'm going to tell you about it. Yeah, visit MyPillow.com, and you can learn more all about this, right? Right now, for our listeners, all six-piece towel sets and Giza sheets are buy one, get one free, which is awesome.
They're so
just
great.
Just use promo code CHICKS.
CHICKS.
CHICKS. Or just CHICKS at checkout, or call 800-875-0513. That's MyPillow.com, code CHICKS. Or call 800-875-0513 for buy one, get one on all six-piece towel sets and Giza Dream sheets, which is like the best deal ever. You
and the towels will literally change your life. I don't know how. I mean, I don't know how. It cannot be overstated.
Right.
They will change your life.
She ain't lying.
Okay. So one of the reasons that you're punchy today is because there's a lot of news about Woca-Cola right now.
I didn't see that coming. I didn't. I can't believe I didn't see it.
Woca-Cola is
Woca-Cola.
The new name for Coca-Cola, which
That's
apparently
right.
there are conflicting reports about whether or not this training that Coca-Cola did with their employees was required or not. Some people at Coke are saying, no, it wasn't required. Other employees are like, yeah, it was. And
but
I have the email that proves it.
Does it matter?
It doesn't matter. It
doesn't matter. It's your you work at this company, and the company's like, hey, we have this training at all at our company, and the training saying, be less white.
Be less white. If you could just go ahead and try to be less white.
Yeah.
That would be great.
Imagine if the training said, be less black.
Or less Asian. Or less whatever.
Right. Hey, Mock, be less Polish. Could you do that?
It's literally not possible.
Right.
It's not possible for me to be less white. I can't change the color of my skin unless I get a tan. And listen, I'm down for a tan. But I'm not doing that because I'm trying to be less of the race that I am.
This is just, all of this is just madness. And this whole white fragility thing, it's like, this woman with the PhD has now, I swear behind the scenes, she's like, oh my God, this is the greatest racket ever. I am making so much money off of these dumbasses. Because that's what's happening here. I swear that's what's happening. Because all these, you know, she was on Jimmy Fallon. And
she being this, Robin DiAngelo, we should clarify.
I'm sorry.
Robin DiAngelo, author of White Fragility, instructor of all this critical race theory bullshit.
Right. And that's exactly what it is. It's a big crock of bullshit. And, you know, she would say to me, well, Daisy, you're obviously racist. Because
totally.
In her book, this is what she says, right? I mean, she says in her book that our inability to tolerate racial whatever, anything like racial anything, my defensiveness, me saying what I'm saying right now is a sign that I am, in fact, a big raging racist. That's right. What I am, right? Because, and these are things that she says. She's like, anger, fear, guilt, all of those things show that you're a racist, right? Okay.
So then, if you have a reaction at all,
yeah,
you're
like
a racist.
She points out behaviors. Like in the book, she'll say, like, and all the stuff she peddles, she'll get there and do these talks and she'll say, if you have behaviors like if you're argumentative, if you're silent, if you leave the situation, if you stay in and you're combative, which are two opposite reactions, correct? You are, in fact, a racist.
You can't win. There's no fighting against it.
There's nothing. So basically, if you are white, you are racist. And this is her
premise.
And
she actually makes that clear.
Oh, totally.
She makes that very clear in her book. I actually read that entire horrible screed.
I'm really sorry.
Because I felt like I needed to just to know what crazy was being spewed.
Right.
And I feel way dumber for having read it. I definitely, yeah. I mean, I continue to disagree with the entire premise of it. But the fact is, she is making a killing.
She's making
on
a killing.
This whole thing.
Yeah, she's making, so this white woman is going out there and preaching all this bullshit, and she's making gobs, and she's making bank off of the backs of black people. And black people are lapping it up.
Oh, they love it.
They think it's great. And it's like, do you see what's going on here? Like, do you even see what she's doing? It's crazy.
But worse is that white people are lapping it up,
yeah.
And instead of being outraged by it. And they're teaching this at places like Coca-Cola. Now they're teaching it to their employees. They're teaching it in schools. This chick gets paid $20,000 for a 3-day workshop.
$20,000.
And she's busy.
Yeah,
she's busy.
And what did you say? $320 for a phone call?
Yeah, that's what she charges for, like, to get her on the phone. It's $320.
Uh huh. Yeah.
How much of that you think she's going to? She's sending off to black causes.
Yeah. Yeah. Right. I mean, she is loving. She is loving this. It's like,
yeah,
and
why
when
not?
She got on with Jimmy Fallon for an interview, I saw her, and it's the ego on this woman is it's unbelievable. You talk about somebody who has an ego. She talks about white people and white people not being able to, like, accept, you know, the guilt about all of this racism stuff, right? She, it's like, look, it's like these people who say this stuff, look in the mirror and, like, she cannot accept the fact that she is so full of ego when it comes to this. And it's such a false premise what she's doing. She's just putting out this garbage. And yes, people have elevated her, but why? You know, it's like she sat there and she was talking about her book and he was like, your book is sold out and it's a, you know, like, New York Times bestseller. And the way that she approached it, she was like, it's really unfortunate that it's sold out because really people need it more than ever right now. I mean, it's just like the ego on this woman is unreal and people are feeding it. And it just blows me away. It blows me away that people do this. It's so typical of our society, right?
Well, and I don't know. I don't understand the guilt that people have over something that is utterly outside their control. Like, none of us can change, unless you're Rachel Dolezal, none of us can change the color of our skin. We cannot change our race.
Right.
And so I have 0% guilt over the fact that I'm a white person. I know who I am. I know my heart. I know I don't believe that my race is superior to other races, which is the very definition of race. And for whatever reason, Robin DiAngelo and her ilk are people who have decided to completely change that definition into something that it's senseless.
Right.
What they're trying to change it to.
It is senseless because she feels as though because you have less melanin in your skin that racism is baked into you.
Right.
It's just baked in from the time that you come out of your mother. It's baked into you because you scientifically have less melanin in your skin. It's like, it's the dumbest. There's no scientific, there's no data to back it up. It's all based on the feels. It's all based on her feels. And that's what it is. And it's just, it's crazy. It's crazy thought. And people have put her up there because she has PhD after her name, right?
Yeah.
So people are like, okay, well, she must know what she's talking about. And we are in this crazy woke culture now. So she's taken off. And this is what our culture does. We're like, oh, okay, oh, this is the new woke thing. We're going to go ahead and elevate this woman. Okay, well, let's pay her gobs and gobs of money to teach our kids how to think and make them feel guilty because they have less melanin in their skin. It's just crazy. It's crazy.
I love the there's a couple of different black professors who have responded to her whole entire premise, her whole entire white fragility book, to just rip it apart. And it makes me wonder what her response is to them. Does she immediately discount them, or does she take her own advice and consider that any defense of what she wants to say back to them makes her fragile?
Right.
Because they are black.
Uh-huh.
So when they call her out for her bullshit, how does she respond to that?
But I don't know, Mach, because I don't think that she's been put in a position to have to answer those people.
Yeah.
Because she has been elevated so much, which is infuriating, right? I mean, there is no counter. It's kind of like now she's the standard.
She's the
gold. She's the gold standard for this racial bullshit, right? For this, what is the racial equity? What is it called?
The critical race theory.
Critical race theory. It's this whole. It's like a whole new. It's a whole new sect of study, you know. Which is, I guarantee you, it's going to be curriculum in schools. It's going to be a new.
It's already starting to be. Yeah.
Yeah. Give it like 3 to 5 years, and we're going to see it in the public school system. I guarantee.
Well, it's already on the recommended. It's already on like my high school kids' recommended reading list.
Right.
Like it's already something that's part and parcel of school curriculums. If they're not requiring it, they're definitely encouraging it.
Yeah, right.
If it's
recommended will become required. Like I guarantee you in 3 to 5 years, it'll be something that passes. School boards are probably all about this and they think it's fantastic. A lot of them are, and they're liberal run. And they think, oh, this is great. It's woke. It's wonderful. Let's put it in our schools. I mean, this is, and so elevate her. There will be no other voice. There will be no counter voice to this. We've seen this happen in school systems where, you know, they have one voice. They don't have a counter. And so, you know, she'll be the only voice. And then there are going to be a lot of black people going, wait a second, I don't agree with that. So do I get a say? It's like, no, sorry, this is what we're teaching in the schools now. You don't get a say.
Right.
Even
she
though you're black.
She has a PhD. So her degree outweighs your actual blackness.
Yeah. Her crazy outweighs your blackness.
I guess if there's a good takeaway, it's that after all the hullabaloo with Coca-Cola, LinkedIn, which was the platform on which that presentation was screenshot. So someone on the inside of Coke took screenshots of the presentation, the workshop, and sent it to a journalist. And that's how it exploded all over social media. But I guess the one good thing is that now LinkedIn has taken it down, which is really surprising because especially now when it seems like the things that get taken down are the exact opposite of the current trend, which is this wokeness, right? The fact that now a woke thing is being removed for actually going too far is kind of refreshing.
It is refreshing, but it makes me question, like, why? Is it because of just that one or two slides which went a little too far? You know, it's because otherwise I don't think they would have taken it down. They didn't want to take down the critical race theory. They just wanted to take down the slide that said, y'all are being too white.
Yeah. Try to be less white.
Try to be less white. Right. If she would have taken those slides out or just, you know, omitted those from her entire presentation, perhaps they wouldn't have done that. And that's kind of what I think, because they would have been like, well, that the rest of it wasn't so offensive. I mean, critical race theory is totally fine. You know, it's totally fine if we just fly under the radar and we don't say such offensive things to white people. You know, and listen, I'm not saying that racism doesn't exist, because it does. Racism exists. Racism will always exist. It's just going to. You know why? Because there are assholes that live amongst us. Right.
And there always will be.
Right. I mean, like, are we going to, how about we just like do courses on how not to be an asshole? Maybe we could do that.
It used to be that those were the corporate culture classes, right?
Right.
How to communicate better and it was those kinds of classes that actually served to unite people. There is nothing about critical race theory that unites anybody.
No.
It's the most divisive pile of garbage.
Because it's based on race, and critical race theory by its very definition, I just hate, because I don't, it's like I always have to say, what is it called again? Because it's like, it's just critical race theory. Like what? Anyways, critical race theory, just this whole thing that we're talking about, it's based on race, and it is by its very definition racist.
Mm-hmm.
It's racist. How is it that, like, just a few of us can see that?
I don't know. I mean, I would like to think that now that this hullabaloo has happened with Coca-Cola, that maybe people start to do
shit.
More. Well, they start to at least research what that book actually says, and they begin to actually critically think about it instead of just, you know, digesting it as if it's the end-all, be-all gospel
right.
about how to deal with racism. It's the
know.
Exact opposite of that.
I don't know, because I saw a lot of people that I know who read that book, young people especially, like millennials and stuff like that especially, 20-somethings and whatnot. I saw one in particular who's a new teacher, and she read it about a year ago, I bet, and put on her Facebook page, a couple people I saw put on their Facebook pages, this is such a great book. It just moved me.
Oh, my God.
You know, it's like they just were. This is the thing. And these are white women, upper middle class suburban white women, you know, drinking their freaking Chardonnay, reading their white fragility book, you know, and feeling like, oh, I'm doing something good by reading this book. And I'm going to tell everybody about it. I'm going to virtue signal by telling all my friends that I read this book. And it makes me wonder, are they telling everybody that they're reading the book because they want to feel better about themselves? Or do they really buy into this garbage?
Well, you know, it's the same thing. Like, who are the people that have the Black Lives Matter, you know, signs in their yard?
Right. White people.
Exactly. It's upper the white people
white
who
people.
Are like, oh, I got to send out a signal that shows everybody that I'm woke and that I'm like with it and I'm up on the trend.
And that I'm not racist.
Yeah. And what they're actually showing is, look, I support a Marxist organization. Look at me.
Right.
I mean, because if they would actually do just a tiny bit of research, then they would realize, oh, maybe this organization isn't what they claim to be.
Right.
Because the money sure hasn't gone to black causes.
No. It's going directly to Robin DiAngelo.
Yeah.
And you know what? I'm a Robin DiAngeloist is what I am. That's what I am.
I also am that sort of ist.
Yeah. Because I mean, she
stand
because
that
I feel like this is a racket. I just do. I feel like it's a racket. And now she's going to be just racking in the money. And where is it going? It's going to her. She's making a damn good living off of this. And it's not benefiting black people. So.
And, it, you know, to her credit, it's a very clever plan.
Oh, so
right?
clever.
Especially when she doesn't, there's no out. Like, there's no way of not being racist. So you can buy the book, you can take the workshop, and all you learn out of the 3 days or the 1 day or the book is that there is no way for you to fix your racism except to constantly, constantly do work that only Robin DiAngelo prescribes for you.
Right, because Jimmy Fallon asked the question. I wrote this down. I wrote it down so I can mention it. He says, where can we start as white people?
God.
And she sat there and she was like, well, what I think you can do is start by asking, what does it mean to be white? That's
oh
it. This is the kind of bullshit that's in these workshops, right?
What
these people are paying all this $20,000. So you
and he
can
was probably
ask,
like, oh,
and
yeah.
He was like, oh, it's so great. I used to be funny. Remember when I was funny and I had the show and now I have you on. I'm asking this garbage, right? What does it mean to be white? And then she was like, we should be asking, like, you know, what does it mean to be white? And what she should be asking is like, who's going to pay me? You know? Because this is what this is. It's like, it's unreal. It's
oh
great.
Oh, my gosh.
This is, it's, but listen, it's a good gig if you can get it. And
well,
you know,
she's
this
obviously
is
doing very
coming
well.
From a very privileged white woman, right?
God, I mean, and the fact that they're, that especially the people like Jimmy Fallon, part of the elite crowd, right?
Right.
Like the media crowd, they're eating it up. They're drones. They are sheep.
Uh-huh.
They're just ridiculous in every way.
Mm-hmm.
Can we just take a moment and remind everybody listening right now that there are choices to be made between organizations for mature adults. And I'm not talking like the dirty way.
No.
Okay?
But believe it or not,
about that.
We're actually mature.
Just, I mean, as far as age goes.
Yeah, just not
as far as mentality.
As everything else, no. Mm-mm.
But if you are a person who just thought to yourself, oh, I guess AARP is the mature citizens discount info group that I'm supposed to belong to. No, You have a choice. In fact, you have a really good choice, and that is choosing AMAC, which is the Association of Mature American Citizens. And they are better, and I'll tell you why. It's because they actually use your very tiny membership fee to support causes that you believe in. They're not just sending you a bunch of fancy mailers that say, look, you're old. Here are the discounts you get now. They don't do that. They actually use your money to lobby for really important conservative causes. And that is why we are such huge supporters of AMAC.
Yeah, they're completely awesome. We stand with AMAC, and we hope that you guys will too. Stand with us today and join at amac.us/chicks. That's amac.us/chicks. The benefits of membership are completely awesome, but the cause is even greater. So join today at amac.us/chicks.
And if you're not doing that, like, seriously, what is wrong with you? It costs basically nothing.
I know. It's like, I figured out it's like 3 lattes for a whole year.
And then you get the discounts on top of that.
Right.
Why would you not do that?
You guys sign up. It really is the best thing ever. It's really great if you travel a little bit, too. We really love it. My husband and I love it. Yeah.
It's awesome. And that is why we're such huge fans. Hey, we...
What?
We got one review.
Was it bad? Was it really bad?
Well, no, it's terrible, actually. Whoever wrote this.
Is it about your awful cursing? You curse so much.
No, it is not about our cursing. In fact, it's very general. It's hard to know what where this came from. Oh. But it's from Logan Fool. And the subject line reads, disgrace.
Oh, my goodness.
And then
it's
1 star. It's a 1-star review.
Wow.
And it says, we aren't all this stupid.
That's it.
That's it. That's the review.
I mean, were they lost? Like, is something wrong?
I don't know. I mean, it's hard to know with that little context.
Right, right.
It's hard to really know what they're, what they've got their panties in a twist about.
I'm going to give that person a C for effort. I mean, they just, they tried, but they didn't quite...
Didn't quite bring it home. You know, I guess this would be a good opportunity to remind everyone that we really appreciate your positive reviews that you leave on the Apple iTunes podcasting platform.
Or just maybe a complete one.
Or just one that makes some actual sense.
That would be great.
If it's hate mail, could you just say what it is specifically that you hate instead of saying... we're not all this stupid.
Right. I mean,
what does that even mean?
I don't know. And I have no idea what that means. If you could just be a little bit more specific, that would be great. Thank you. You can find us at our website, chicksontheright.com, chicksonright.com. Twitter is at chicksonright. Instagram is at chicksonright. Everything social really is pretty much at chicksonright, like Parler. And we're on all
Rumble.
The like...
Mm-hmm.
Aren't we on, like, the Chinese MeWe now? I don't know.
Well, I mean, like... we're there, but, like, we're not using it. Wait, that one's Chinese?
I'm just kidding. I don't know. I was going to say, aren't we on Weibo now? I don't know.
We're not on TikTok, which
is not
the Chinese app.
We're not on TikTok. She really wants to be on TikTok, you guys. She wants to
I don't know how
dances.
To do it. I just know how to look at it. But I wouldn't know how to, like, make an actual video.
Okay, so we're not on TikTok. Not yet, anyway. We'll let you guys know when we get on TikTok and start doing the granny dances.
But I know some people ask, and it's so kind, they ask how to donate, and we are on Venmo at Chicks on Right and PayPal at Macarena@chicksontheright.com. So, and we very, very much appreciate those donations, as we do the subscriptions that people are signing up for to be part of the Chicks on the Right Insiders Facebook group, which is where you get exclusive content. You get to hang out with the most amazing people ever. So we highly recommend that you look for Chicks on the Right Insiders on Facebook too.
Yes, do that, because we usually do something special for them, like once every 2 weeks, as we usually hang out with them, and it's special. And Mock usually takes her top off.
Right. I mean, that usually results in some people leaving the group, but every now and then, you never know when we might get a newbie.
Anyway, so you guys join that. You know,
that's right.
Sounds like a lot of fun. You should totally join that. I don't know what we're going to talk about next week, but I'm sure it'll be something that doesn't have to do with Robin DiAngelo.
Can we make that like a for sure thing?
I think we could totally, like, you've got my word that that's going to happen. Yeah. And same chick time, same chick channel. We will talk to you guys next week.
Bye.
Teachers unions refusing to let schools open. The endless war on our culture and sanity. And Biden is going hard left on almost everything. I'm Greg Corumbus. Join Jim Garrity of National Review and me each weekday for the Three Martini Lunch podcast as we tackle the day's big news with conservative insights and lots of laughs about the absurdity we see every day. And we'll explain why conservative ideas make us more free and more prosperous. Subscribe to the Three Martini Lunch at Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.